Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat. And as the holidays approach, I'm thinking a lot about stuff, both gift giving and the kids' holiday wish lists. The science indicates that the more we want, the less life satisfaction we will experience, the less happy we will be. But the thing is, we want this stuff and we think that the nice thing, whatever it is, fill in the blank, it can be anything, will make us happier. If we didn't think it, we wouldn't buy it. Yet, the science says that it's a total trick and the stuff won't actually make us happier. And there was a study done by Nickerson in 2003 that really highlights this. As we enter the holiday season, I invite you to think about the stuff you are purchasing and ask yourself if this is really what you want and what you want to give. It feels good to give something, someone something nice, right? And they may be happy in the moment, but the research indicates time and time again, that it won't last, and then they're just left with whatever this thing is that you just gave them, right? Another way to think about this in the holiday season is how you spend time with people you love, right? Isn't that just the most special thing? And using experiences as gifts instead of things. For example, we just saw an advertisement for a season pass to an amusement park near us, and my little boy loves roller coasters. You might even say he's obsessed with roller coasters, how they're made, what they do, the different types, all the things. And he really wants to go to this particular amusement park more often. So we're going to purchase an annual pass during the holiday sale, something we might have purchased anyway next spring, but we saw this. And so we're going to wrap it up for him for Christmas. This is an experience we can do as a family. So this is something we know the kids will enjoy, and we aren't adding more stuff to our house. That, frankly, I have to dust, right? And let's not forget, all of these toys won't actually make our kids happier in the long run. It's never about the stuff. I can't tell you how many times I've bought the one toy that my kid needed just to have it sit. It was amazing for a week, and then it never got played with again. Now, a confession. I love the tradition of opening a lot of presents. It brings me so much joy. It really does bring me like all of this happiness in this moment. And I think about it. We have traditions and about when we open the presents. The whole experience just makes me happy. So I wrap a lot of little presents that don't even matter. So we have that experience. Everything from a new toothbrush, socks, a flashlight, these experiences that I mentioned are on pieces of paper and wrapped in a box. So we can still get that joy in the experience of unwrapping gifts while not focusing on the materialistic parts of gifts that can waste money and that don't bring us the level of happiness that we expect for the amount of money that we just spent. So I'm curious, what is your holiday gift giving strategy? I need new ideas. Let's have a conversation. We're over at Everyday Happiness with Katie on social, and we can't wait to talk about this.